Today, Shir's Masechta Horus and Daf Yud. We will begin with the new Perek and new Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Tes Amid Beis. Before we begin the Mishnah, let us discuss a brief Hagdama. We're going to be discussing in this Mishnah a Kohen Mashiach and a Nasi who did an Aver B'Shoigeg, and they have to bring their individual Karbanos. The Kohen Mashiach we're referring to as a Kohen Gadol who became a Kohen Gadol through Mashiach, and not as was the case in the time of Bayis Sheni, where there was no Shemen HaMishcha available, and the Kohen Gadol became a Kohen Gadol when he put on the Shmoina Begadim. He would not have the halacha of our Mishnah that when the Kohen Mashiach does an Aver B'Shoig, that he brings a par. This is only halacha by a Kohen who had Shemen HaMishcha. The Kohen HaMashiach only brings a chatas if he was shoigeg based on his own hayra, betos, lamashal. He said that a certain chalev, which is really asur midoraisa, he felt that that chalev was shumen, kosher, fat, and based on his own hayra, he ate that which he thought was shumen. Then he would bring the par. And he brings the par, even if he did the Aveira at the time of being a Mashiach, a Kohen Mashiach, and subsequently for whatever reason, they were mavir him, they removed him from his position, as we're going to see in the Mishnah and the Gemara, we're going to learn it out from a Pasuk, he is mechuyev, even after they were mavir him, to bring the par. The Nasi refers to the Melech, he's chayv and shoigig not based on a false hayra, as the Kohen Mashiach is, but rather any type of shoigig, any inadvertent being over on something which b'mezid yuchayv chorus, b'shoigig he would be chayv his unique korban, which is a soir, a male goat. And whether he thought what he was eating was shuman and it turned out to be chalev, whether he thought that chalev, he knew it was chalev, but he thought it's mutter min ha-Torah, in any event, he is chayev to bring a soyer. And finally, we have the halach of a yachid. A yachid is like a nasi in terms that he's chayev b'shoigeg, whether he thought it's shuman, whether he thought that it's chalev, he knew it's chalev, but he thought chalev is mutter min ha-Torah, he has to bring a kizba or a seira, a female lamb or a female goat. Let us begin the Mishnah. Kohen Mashiach, this Kohen Gadol who was anointed with Shemen HaMishcha, Shechata, he did an avera for which he's chayev to bring a par. But v'achakeach avar mimishichusa, he was removed from his position. Why was he removed? The Rambam in Hilchos Shagas tells us that he was removed because he had a mum, or he became too old to function. Or the Tveris Yisrael says he was removed because he became tamei. V'chein nasi, and so too by a melech, shechata v'achakeach avar megdulasa, he was also removed after he had sinned. At the time of being a melech, he b'shoigeg did an aver for which b'mezid yuchayv chorus, and then he was removed from his high position. So the halacha is, and why was he removed? So the Rambam tells us because either he had saras, or the Tveris Yisrael says, even if they rebelled against him, as we find in the time of David, when Avshalom rebelled against his father David, and he was temporarily removed from his malchus, at that time, David HaMelech did not have a halacha of a melech. So the halacha of our Mishnah would apply in these circumstances. So the din is, Kohen Mashiach may be par. The Kohen Mashiach, even after he was removed from his position, he still has to bring a par. V'hanasi may be sor, and the nasi has to bring the sor, because we look at the time when he did the Avera, and since at the time he did the Avera, he was a Kohen Mashiach, or he was a nasi, he has to bring by a Kohen Mashiach a par, and by a Nasi he has to bring a Sawyer. Continues the Mishnah, Mashiach Shavar Mashiachusai. If first he was removed from his position, the Achaka Chata, and then he sinned, and he's no longer Kohen Gadol. The Chena Nasi Shavar Migdulasai, or a Nasi that was removed from his position, the Achaka Chata, and he sinned after he was no longer a Melech. So the halacha is, here, a Kohen Mashiach is different than a Nasi. Kohen Mashiach may be par. The Kohen Mashiach still brings a par in this situation. However, Vanasi Kehedja, the Nasi then, who's no longer a Nasi because he was removed from his position, he will bring a Kizba or a Sira like a Hedja. Begins the Gemara, Hashta Yesh Loimar, Over Mashiachusai. Va'achachota mevi par, if we already have the seif of the Mishnah, which tells us that a Kohen Mashiach who was removed and then he did the Avera, and still he has to bring a par, so what do I need the ratio of the Mishnah? Chota va'achachach over Mashiachosai, which is the ratio of the Mishnah where he sinned, and then he was removed from his position. Srichel Meimer, you have to tell me that he brings a par. Of course, he even brings a par if he was first removed and then did the chet. So certainly if he did the chet first and then he was removed. So answers the Gemara. We're going to learn the pshat in the Gemara according to the Sefer Chok Nosan, Mishum Diktani Gabi Nosi. Since by a Nosi we learned the Chiyover Nisiusoi Vacha Chota Kehajit Maisi, the Seif of the Mishnah said that the halacha by a Nosi is different than a Kohen Mashiach. Because by a Nosi, if he was removed from position and then he did the Avera, he has to bring a Korban Kizboi Sira like a Hedjit. And therefore, explains the Chok Nosan, concerning where he did the Avera first and then was removed, we have to learn that by a Nasi, that there his din is, that he does bring a Sawir. Because I would have thought that it should be the same like the Sefer, that he's like a Hedjit. Maybe he's like a Hedjit if he did the Avera and then was removed. So the Mishnah had to say the Reisha, that no, in that case, he brings a Sawyer. So since by a Nasi, we had to give two cases. One case where he brings a Korban of a Hedjit, where he did the Avera after being removed. And one case where he brings the special Korban of Sawyer, where he did the Avera before he was removed. So in order to be symmetric, we made the same chilek by Kohen Mashiach, even though by Kohen Mashiach we could have learned the ratio from the Sefer by a Kal V'chaymer. If after he's removed from his Kohuna Gedoyla, and then he does the Avera, he has to bring a par, so certainly if he did the Avera while he was a Kohen Gadol, and then he was removed. But since by a Nasi you had to state both cases, because the din of the Reisha is different than the din of the Sefer. So by a Kohen Mashiach, even though the Halacha is the same in the Reisha and the Sefer, and I could have learned the Reisha out from a Kal V'chaymer from the Sefer, to be symmetrical, we had two cases by the Nasi, we have two cases by the Kohen Mashiach as well. Adahachi Tani Gabe Mashiach Chot of Achach Over Mevi Par. That's why we had the second case, which is the ratio, which really could have been learned out from the Sefer, because we want to be symmetrical to the two cases of Nasi. Ask the Gemara, Menohani Mili, how do we in fact know that if a Kohen Mashiach did the Avera after he was removed from the Kohen Gedoyla, that he still brings a par? The Tana Rabbanim, because the Rabbanim have learned on the pasuk in Vayikra Perik Dalet pasuk Gimel, im akoyin amashir yechdel ashmasam v'hikrav al chatos eshechata par ben boker tamim l'ashem lechatos. So the Gemara learns from this pasuk that there are a few extra words. V'hikrav al chatos. Why did he have to say those words? The pasuk could have said im akoyin amashir yechdel ashmasam. V'hikriv par ben boker tam l'ashem l'chatos. Why does it have to say v'hikriv al chatosoi asher chato par ben boker? Those words are extra. Melamech mevi chatosoi misha avar. It says those extra words in order to make a limud that even if he did the avera after he was removed from his position, he still brings a par. So it's exeris akasa. We learn it from the Torah. Why do I need the pasuk? Because without the pasuk, I would have a Kal V'chaymer that would teach me that he would not have to bring the special korban of par. Sheyachol, because I would have said the following. Valoi dinu, we have a kal v'chomer. Uman nasi shemevi b'shigas ma'isa. As we said in the Harakdama, there's a big difference between a nasi and a koy mashiach. The nasi brings a korban chattas, the so'ir, without any mistake in hoirah. Any type of shaygig, he has to bring his korban, his special korban, even though it didn't involve any mistake in hoirah. Whereas a Kohen Mashiach needs two things. He has to do the Aver B'Shoigig, but it has to be based on a mistaken Hoirah that he paskin. So in that respect, a Kohen Mashiach is more kal, is easier than the halacha by a Nasi. A Nasi doesn't have that leniency that he only brings a Korban if he made a false psak. So we say the following. I have a kal v'chomer. Uman Nasi Shemevi B'Shigas Maisa. By a Nasi, we go l'chumra, that for a shigas ma'isa, which has nothing to do with a mistake in hoirah, he must bring a korban. And yet, ein mevi chatasoi misha avar, as we're going to learn a pasuk later in the Gemara, he does not have to bring his chatas if he was removed and then he sinned. So I'll make a kal v'chomer, Mashiach, she'ein mevi b'shigas ma'isa. Elal helam dover im shigas maisa. A kohen mashiach doesn't bring a korban if he mistakenly ate chela because he thought it was shuman. It's only if he knew what he was eating, but he paskin that I considered this lahalacha that has a halacha of shuman. He made a mistake in hoirah. He didn't make a mistake in metzias. He knew exactly what fat, what part of the animal is coming from, and he thought the halach is that it's mutter, and really that part of the chalav of the animal was usr. So he made a mistake in hoirah. And how do I learn this out? Because the pasuk says, "Im akoyin amashiach yechte la'ashmasam." So we compare a koyin mashiach, his avera, to the avera of Klal Yisrael. When is there a halacha that Klal Yisrael has to bring a par helam davar shel tzibur? When roiv of Klal Yisrael did something wrong based on a psak of Sanhedrin. So too, the Kohen Mashiach is only chayev, his par, if he did something wrong based on his own false psak, his own psak that was muta, that was mistaken. So if a Kohen Mashiach has a leniency that he only brings a korban if it's connected with helam davar, so like Kol Shekhin, so certainly that if he was removed from his Kohuna Gedoyla, and then he did Avera, that he should only have to bring a korban like a hedjit, just like a Nasi, it's a kal v'chomer. A Nasi has a chumra of Shigas Maisa without a false hoirah, and yet when he did an Avera after he was removed from his Nasius, he brings a korban like a yachid, so certainly this would apply to a Kohen Mashiach, who has a leniency that ein mevi b'shigas ma'isa el al helam dover. So I would have thought that he is bringing a korban like a yochid. Talmud loimer there for the pasuk has to say v'hikrav al chatasoi. These extra words melamed shemevi al chatasoi mishavar. He brings a par even if he did the avera after he was removed from being a kohen gadol. Ask the Gemara, v'nesi nami nasi mekal v'chomer, once you've established this, so why don't I learn nasi from a kal v'chomer from Mashiach, from the Kohen Mashiach? Ma Mashiach, she'ein mevi b'shigas ma'isa, mevi chatas mishavar, a Kohen Mashiach who has a kula, that the Kohen Mashiach is not mechuyev on a shigas ma'isa to bring the par. And yet, there's a chumra that it has to bring a chatas mishavar if he did the aver after he was removed. He still has to bring a korban par. So nasi shemevi chatas b'shigas maisa. A nasi who has a chumra that he must bring a chatas on any mistake that he made, even if it has nothing to do with a false psak. He has that chumra. So ein adin shemevi chatas mishavar. So he should certainly have the chumra that the Kohen Mashiach has, which is that if he did the aver after he was removed from being a melech, he should certainly have to bring a sawyer. Talmud learned on that I have a pasuk as well, because the pasuk says, "Asher nasi yechta kishu nasi in kishu hajid loy." That when does he bring the sword? That's only if he did it. He did the aver while he was a nasi, but here he did the aver after he was removed from being the seis. There the halacha is, he's a hajid, and then he brings the korban of a hajid. Now the Rambam writes that the reason that a Kohen Mashiach brings a par even after he was removed from being a Kohen Gadol, and then he did the Avera, whereas a Nasi brings a Korban as a Yochid in that situation, as a Hedjit, the difference is, because a Kohen Gadol, we find many halachas, that even after he's removed from Kohen Gadol, he has still the remnants of the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol. So that's why, even if he did the Avera after he was removed, he has to bring a par. Mashen ken anasi. Once he's removed from office, then he's a hedget for all matters, and that's why he brings a korban like a hedget. Ask the Karen Oira, if so, we have to understand, what was the Havamin of the Gemara? The Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk? Vehikrav al-chatosik, that a Kohen Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol has to bring a korban of a par, even after he was removed if he did the Avera, because otherwise I would have learned out of Kal V'Chomer from Nasi. What kind of Kal V'Chomer is it? It's clear, a Kohen Mashiach is still a Kohen Gadol after he was removed, and therefore he should bring a korban of a par, and a nasi is a hedget. So what's the kal v'chomer? If a nasi brings a korban like a hedget, so kal v'chomer, the Kohen Mashiach, should bring a korban like a hedget. There's a big difference the way the Rambam says. So the Malbim gives the pshat what the Gemara's Havamin and the kal v'chomer was. And the reasoning goes as follows. Why, in fact, is there a halacha that a Kohen Mashiach has a special korban of par, the same korban that we find by par helam dover shel tzibur. If Sanhedrin made a mistake in a psak and Roiv Klal Yisrael followed their psak lamaisa, so then they have to bring a par helam dover shel tzibur. Why does that same korban of par apply to a Kohen Mashiach? The answer is the Kohen Mashiach is a respected person who people will follow his psak in hoirah, as we find by the pasuk of Laisasu Yemina Usmal, it says you should go to the Kohen Ashiyab Yemecha. Those are the ones who, Yairim Mishpatecha Liakov, those are the Poiskim of Kal Yisrael, the Gehanim, the Levium. So Mimela, since he has this responsibility of being a Poisik and people follow him, so therefore if he makes a mistake in Hoira, that's like Sanhedrin making a mistake, and therefore he has that special korban of a par. So his korban of a par is related to his being looked up to as a poistic for Klal Yisrael. And that's why the halacha is that he only brings the par if it was Shigas Maisa with Helam Dover. Mashiach came by a Nasi, by a Melech. There is no halacha of Helam Dover. It's only Shigas Maisa. That proves that his bringing of a korban just has to do with his personal being Oiver on the Avera, nothing to do with a false psak. So here's how the Kal V'Chomer goes. Madoch a Nasi, who has nothing to do with Hoira, and yet, if he did the Avera after he was removed from office, he brings a korban like a hedget. So Kal V'Chomer, a Kohen Mashiach, who his special korban of par is interrelated to the fact that he paskins for Klal Yisrael, and that's why he always has to have a Shigas Maisa with a Helam Dover as well, a mistaken psak. So certainly when he is no longer a Kohen Gadol, and he is no longer looked up to by people to paskin for them, so certainly, if by a nasi there's a change to hedget, so certainly I will say that a person whose whole korban is dependent on psak, if the psak is no longer nageya because he's no longer looked up to as the kohen gadol, as the paisik, so certainly it should change that he should only have to bring a korban as a hedget. That's why I need the pasuk v'ikrav al chatosi, that he brings a korban like a Kohen Mashiach, and he brings a par, even if he did the Aver after he was removed from his position. Continues the next Mishnah. Chatu Atchuloy Nismanu. What happens if the Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach did the Aver before they were appointed? V'achach Nismanu, and then they were appointed, and they had not yet brought their Korban. What Korban did they bring? Harei Eluk Hed Yoytis. The halach is that they are like Hed Yoytis. And the sheet of the Tanakhama is that we always look at the time when they did the Avera. Since they did the Avera before they became into their position, they bring a korban like a hedget, kizba, or seira. Rav Shimon, I'm Rav Shimon, disagrees. And Rav Shimon says as follows. Im noidelahem achalon ismanu, if they knew that they had done an Avera before they were appointed to their position, then chayav, then they're chayiv, the Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach are chayiv, in a korban like a hedget. But mishen ismanu, umishen ismanu peturim. But if they only found out about it after they were appointed, then they're potter, and this means they don't have to bring any korban. And Rashi explains what's the svar of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that not only is the time of chet a factor, but also when they found out about the chet is a factor as well. Both of these things have to happen at this in the same time. If they did the Aver when they were adjoitis, and they found out when they were adjoitis, then even if they were appointed to be a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi, then Reb Shimon says, since both things are happening at the same time, then they have to bring a korban like a hedget. But if they did the Aver as a hedget, they found out when they're a Nasi, they found out when they're a Kohen Gadol, so then they're Potter Bechlal. Why? You cannot give them a Kizba Seer like a korban of a hedget, because they found out about it when they already had a higher position. You cannot give them the higher position korban, a Nasi, a Sawyer, and a Par by the Kohen Mashiach, because they did the Aver when they were hedgeitis. So therefore they're Potter, they don't bring any korban. And Rashi says, the Ein Echanami, Rav Shimon will argue on the Mishnah on Daf Tesamid Beis that we just learned. The Tanakam in Daf Tesamid Beis said that by a Nasi, for example, if he did the Aver when he's a Nasi, and then they were maver him from his position, he will still bring a Korban of what he did when he was a Nasi. He will bring a Sawyer, but according to Reb Shimon, he'll be potter completely, because he did the Aver when he was a Nasi, but he found out about it when he was, when they were maver him from his position. So Mimela, you cannot be Machai of him, the Korban of a Nasi, because he found out when he was a hedget. You cannot be mechayvim the korban of a hedget because he did the aver when he was a nasi. Say, nechanami, Rav Shimon will hold that he's potter there because both things have to happen at the same time. Now, says the Mishnah, ezel nasi, who's considered a nasi, ze melech. The Mishnah is asking, is it a melech or is it maybe one of the head of the 12 shvatim? So the Mishnah answers, the nasi refers to a melech and not one of the head of the 12 shvatim. Shenemar, mikol mitzvah Hashem alikov. He did an avera, one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, his God, she'ein al gabav el Hashem alikov. The only person on top of him, the only being on top of him is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no one else on top of him. By a Nasi of Sheva, there's somebody else on top of him. The Melech is on top of him. Hashem by the Melech, there's no one else on top of him except Hashem. And he's the only one who has a special korban of a Sawyer. The Gemara further in Daf Yud Aleph will explain in more detail how exactly this is learned out from this pasuk. Ask the Gemara Menani Mili. How do we know that if he sinned before he was appointed to the position, that he brings the korban like a hedget, the sheet of the Tanakhama, the Tanah Rabbanim? Because the Rabbanim learned, the pasuk says, "Imakoyin Hamashiach Yechta Lash Masa'am." So we have the word Yechta next to the word Mashiach. So we learn out that he had to do the Aver when he was a Koyin Mashiach Prat L'Koydmas. This excludes where he did the Aver when he was a hedget before he was nismana to be a Kohen Gadol. And the Mesaras HaShas tells us to take out the word Sheyachal. The Gemara is asking now a question. What are you telling me we learn it out from a pasuk? Why do we need a pasuk? I can learn it from a Kal V'Chomer. V'aloi Dinhu. Uman, Nasi Shemevi B'Shigas Mais, Ein Mevi Alakoidmes. We're going to learn out further in the Gemara from the Pasuk of Asher Nasi Yechta, that it's only when he sins when he's a Nasi, but not when he sinned and he was still a Hedjit and he became a Nasi later. So a Nasi doesn't bring this special Korban Sawyer of a Nasi by Koidmes if the Avera happened before he became a Nasi. So if that's the Halacha by a Nasi, and a Nasi has a Chumrah that he doesn't need Helam Dover, like we learned in the Gemara before, Shigas Mais alone is enough to Mechayv him a Korban. So Mashiach, who has a Kula, She'ein Mevi Al Helam Dover Im Shigas Maisa, Ein Oidin Shlo Yavi Al HaKoidma, so certainly he should have the Kula of a Koyin Mashiach, of a Nasi that you don't bring Koidma, so the Koyin Mashiach should have the same Kula. If the Nasi who has a Chumrah of Shigas Maisa has a Kula of Eina Mevi Al Koidmas, so the Koyin Mashiach who has a Kula that he has Shigas Maisa Im Helam Dover and only then he's Chayiv, he's not Chayiv in Shigas Maisa alone, so for sure that he should not have to bring a Korban par on something that happened before he became a Koyin Mashiach. So what do I need a Pasuk for that? Minani Mili, because a Mashiach Yechta, I know it from a Kal V'Chomer. Says the Gemara, no. Loi, Im Amrat Ben Nasi, you know why a Nasi has the Kula that Ein Mevi Al HaKoidmas? Because he has another Kula. Shekein Ein Mevi Chatasi Mishavar, because we learned before that once he's no longer a Nasi and he did the Aver, he doesn't bring the Korban of a Nasi, he brings the Korban of a Hedjit. Taimer Be Mashiach, Shemevi Chatasi Mishavar. Mashiach has a Chumrah that he does bring a Korban par, even if he did the Aver after he was removed. And since he has that Chumrah, Hoyl, Umevi Chatos Mishavar, Yavi Al HaKoidmas, I would think he has the other Chumrah that he brings a par, even on an Aver he did before he became a Koyin Mashiach. Talmud Loimer, HaMashiach Yechta. That's why I do need the Pasuk, which places Mashiach next to the word Yechta, which teaches us, Chata Kishu Mashiach Mevi. He brings a par if he did the Aver when he's a Mashiach. But Kishu Hedjit, he did the Aver when he was a Hedjit, Eina Mevi does not bring a par. We learned by Nasi also a similar structure to that which we just learned by Koyin Mashiach. How do we know that a Nasi who did the Avera before he became a Nasi, that he only brings a Korban of a Hedjit? Because the Pasuk says, Asher Nasi Yechta, Prat L'Koidmas. And again, the Maseres HaShas takes out the word Sheyachal. And the Gemara again asks the same thing. Same type of question. What do we need a pasuk? I could learn it out from a Kal V'Chomer that a Nasi is potter for Koidmas. He only brings a Korban of a Hedjit. V'alei dinu, Uma Mashiach. The Kor, Yehain Mashiach, Shemevi Chatos Mishavar. He has a Chumrah that he, if he did the Avera after he was removed from office, he has to bring a par. But yet he has a Kula, Eina Mevi Al HaKoidmas. So Nasi She'ein Mevi Chatos Mishavar. A Nasi who has a Kula that if he does the Avera after he was removed, he has to bring a Korban of a Hedjit. So he has that kula, ain't it? Then he should, isn't it for sure a Kal V'Chomer that he should have the other kula, shelo yavi al HaKoidmas? So the Gemara, what do you need a pasuk? So I learned out from a Kal V'Chomer that he shouldn't bring al HaKoidmas from Mashiach. So the Gemara says, no, Mala Mashiach shekein ain maybe b'shigas maisa. You know why Mashiach has the kula of Koidmas? Because he has another kula. He doesn't bring on shigas maisa. He needs helm dover. Taimer ben Nasi, who has a chumrish, maybe b'shigas maisa. And therefore I would have thought, hoyulu maybe b'shigas maisa, yavi ala Koidmas. Since he has the chumrah of shigas maisa without helm dover, so maybe he has the chumrah also that he should have to bring a par on Koidmas. That's why I need the pasuk Talmud Loimer, asher Nasi yechta, shechotav areu Nasi, v'loi shechotav ideo hedjid. When does he have to bring a Sawyer? That's only if he did the Aver when he was a Nasi, but not if he did the Aver before he's a Nasi. Then, when he was a Hedjit, then he brings the Korban of a Hedjit, which is a Kizbo Sira. That's why I need the Pasuk.
Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan learned in a Braisa on the Pasuk, when the Nasi does the Aver, it says, Asher Nasi Yechta, the Nasi will sin. Ask the Gemara, Yachal Gzeira. Should we say that this is a Gzeiras Elyon, that the Rabbeinu Shalalim is saying the Nasi will sin? Because if you compare it to the Pasuk concerning a Koyin Mashiach, there it says, as we had at the beginning of the Gemara here after the Mishnah, the Pasuk is, Im HaKoyin HaMashiach Yechta, if the Koyin Mashiach will sin. Here, the Pasuk doesn't say that. Here, the Pasuk says, Asher Nasi Yechta, not if he will sin, but Asher, he will sin. Is this a gzeira from the Rabbanu Shem that the Nasi has to sin? Talmud Loimer. Therefore, it says by the Kohen Mashiach, this pasuk, im ha-Kohen Mashiach yechta. So, ma'ala ha'alan k'sheyechta, avkan l'k'sheyechta. We make like a gzeira shava, because in both psukim it uses the word yechta. So, just like by the Kohen Mashiach, it does use the word if, and not asher, so too, although by the Nasi it uses the word asher, it also means the same if. Why, in fact, the Torah uses the word asher, we will see on Amud Beis. But the Gemara here is saying that it doesn't mean it's a gzeira. Amar Mar, and now the Gemara is going to explain this brisa. Amar Mar, yachol gzeira, asked the Gemara, gzeira mehechatesi, where are you coming from? In other words, where do we see a precedent that the Rabbeinu Shalom would force a person through a gzeira to do an avera? Answers the Gemara, Amri in, yes, Ashkechan, we do find it. Dichsev, the pasuk says, V'nasati nega tzaras bebeis eretz achuz aschem, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to put a tzaras in the houses which Kol Yisrael will live in when they come in Teretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Besura hi lohem, shenegoyim boyam alem. This was a besura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them the news that Negoyim would come upon them. So says Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Shimon says that this pasuk is coming to tell us, Prat l'nigei oinsin, that it's only a nega that the Rabbi Shalom will send. But if it's an oinus, Rashi explains, if it comes through a shade, such a nega is not considered a nega tzaras. And now we're going to bring the raya from Rabbi Yehuda. Lav om Rabbi Yehuda b'sura. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say it's a b'sura? The Rabbanu Shalom is telling them the news of what will transpire when they come into Eretz Yisrael, that they're going to get tzaras in the houses. Hachanami eim gzeria. Here too, I would say, concerning Asher Nasi Yechta, that it's gzeria. Hilchach sevim. That's why the Torah has to bring the pasuk from Koyin Mashiach, where it says im, and it makes gzeria shava that the im of the Koyin applies to the im by the Nasi as well. Now, the problem that the Acharonim grapple with is how could we have such a hava minute that it is a gzeira from the Rabbeinu Shalom? And in fact, we're saying that that is what happens by Negat Saras, as we'll soon explain exactly how we see it by Negat Saras. But what happened to Bechira? How could we say that Hashem is forcing a Nasi to sin? So the Be'er Sheva explains this entire Gemara in the following way. That the Gemara is, that in fact is the kasha of the Gemara. Gzeira mehechatesi. Where do you come off to say that the Rabbanu Shem could force a person to do an aver? Where do we find a precedent for that? What happened to Bechira? So the Gemara answers, we do find such a precedent. Why? Because by Negat Saras, we know that really there was something good in this Besura. Because the Canaanim would hide their gold and silver in the walls, their precious jewelry, and when there was a Negat Saras in the house, it would be necessary to break down the walls of the house, and the Jews would find the treasures that the Canaanim had hid there. But Rashi says here, in Divrei HaMaschil, Dichsiv and Asati Nega, Shakosiv Mevasrin, Shaosid Liyois, Afal Pisha Dovarahu, even though it's a Dovarah, even though something good is going to come out of it, explains the Be'er Sheva, but the fact that you have to break down the walls of the house means it's something bad. And Hashem will not do something bad unless there is an Aveira to cause that something bad. So therefore, that's the pshat. Rabbi Yehuda says there was a psura that something bad would happen by breaking down the walls of the house. Ultimately, it would come out to be good. And what caused that bad thing would have to be an Aveira. So we do find a precedent where Hashem causes a person to do an Aveira, like we find by Negat Saras. And so too I would have had a Havimin Asher Nasi Yechta is also a Gzeira that Hashem will force a person to do an Aver Kamash Malan. We learn from the Kohen Mashiach that it is not a Gzeira. The only question that the Be'er Sheva remains with, Einech Nami, you found the precedent, but Ha Gufa, thereby the case of the Negat Saras itself, how do we understand that the Rabbanu Shem could cause a person to do an Aveira even though it was for the purpose that ultimately they would break the house down to find the gold and silver. But in fact, the Ribbono Shel'olam is taking away the Bechira from a person, and he remains with a question on this. Continues the Gemara. Now we're focusing not on Rabbi Yehuda, but on Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said that the pasuk of Nasati Neged Saras Babai Bebeis Eretz Chuzaschem is telling us Pratlin Nige Oinsin. Asked the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, Nige Oinsin Miloi Metame. Nige Oinsin are not Metame from a Meshade. Vatanya, we learned in a Brisa, Adam Ki Yiyye. The pasuk is going on a neged saras. Adam ki yeh b'or b'sorei seis oisa pachas. And since it says ki yeh in the future tense, we learn not min adibur ve'elch. It's only from the time when the dibur, this mitzvah was said, after Har Sinai. It's only if a person became a mitzora after Har Sinai. But let's say he had saras before Har Sinai. That is not considered saras. It does not have all the dinim of saras. Ask the Gemara, what do you need a pasuk of Adam Kiyah to learn this? Valoi dinu, it's logical. Why? Because I can learn it out from a Zav. Tamei b'Zav. A Zav is considered a Tamei, v'Tamei ben Egoyim. And Saras is considered a Tumah. Ma Zav min hadibur ve'elof. Just like Zav is only a person who's a Zav after Kabbalah Satar Har Sinai, as Rashi says, because the last Rashi on the right side, the right column, Dechsev Kiyah Zav mipsari. And it was only Zavin that were after Matan Tarb. Zavin Shalifnei Adibur are not Metamim. So I learn out from Zav, just like from Zav Ben Adibur Ve'elach. Afnagoy Ben Adibur Ve'elach. So what do I need a pasuk of Adam Ki? Answers the Gemara, Loi, Im Amrat B'Zav, Shekein Eina Metamim Bo'inis. You know why Zav, there's no din of Kaidim Hadibur, because he's not Metamim Bo'inis. Because in order to make up the three rias of a zav, the first two rias have to come naturally and not through any outside influence by a fall or any other way that the person through an oinus would have the ziva. Taimer b'negoyim, whereas by negoyim shematamen b'oinus, negoyim are metame b'oinus. For example, Rashi says, the third line on the left-hand column, Ayidei Nefila, Vako, Uchvia, and so by Negoyim, they are Metame Bo'oinis, through a falling down, or getting hit, or a burn, or Rashi says, Ayidei Shade. So that's why I can't learn it out from Zav. Zav has a kula that it's not metame b'oinus, and Negoyim is metame b'oinus. So that's why Talmud Lomar need a pasuk Adam ki yiyeh min hadibur ve'elech, that by Negoyim as well, the halacha is not before Kabbalah Sotar, only after Kabbalah Sotar, but I could not learn it out from Zav. But what do we see from this brisa? That Negoyim are metame b'oinus. So it's a kashya on Reb Shimon. How could Reb Shimon say, ain't metame b'oinus? Here we see metame b'oinus. So we have two terutzim on this question. Rava amar prat l'nige ruchos. The only oinus that Reb Shimon said is not metame b'oinus by Negoyim is only ones that come from a ruach that's brought about by a shade. But ein echanami, the other oinsim, are metame b'oinus. For example, a burn or a hit or a fall, that Reb Shimon agrees that by Negoyim it's metame b'oinus. He was only focusing on one oinus, that of shade. Reb Papa amar prat l'negei kshafim. The only one that Reb Shimon was speaking about was the Negoyim that come through black magic. However, any other type of oinus, Reb Shimon would be moida that metame b'oinus. Tana Rabbanon, we learned in a brisa, asher nasi yechta prat l'choyla, that if the nasi is a choyla, he would not bring the special korban of a sor when he did a chet b'shoy. Ask the Gemara, b'shem d'havel choyla itchle m'nasi. Just because he's sick, we push him away from his nasiyas, he's still a nasi. Why would he not bring the sawyer? Amrav avdimi bar chamo prat l'nasi shen itstarehea. We're speaking about a specific chayli. We're referring to the supernatural sickness of tsaras shenemar. Where do we find that a king who had tsaras was no longer considered a melech? This we find by the melech Uzziah. The pasuk says, when Uzziah brought k'toyrus in the base of Mikdash like the Kohanim, so the Rabbi Shalom punished him. Vayinag Hashem es HaMelech, vayihi mitzor ad yom moysei. He was a mitzor until the day that he died. Vayesh b'beis hachofshes, he sat in a freedom house. V'yoysim ben HaMelech alabais, and Yoysim, the king of the son of the king, he was over the house. So freedom house means beis hachofshes. Rashi says that he was chofshi ben HaMelechus. Since he was a mitzvah, he no longer had a din of a melech. So we see that a nasi that has saras is not considered a nasi anymore. If he's sick, he is a nasi. But if he has saras, he's not a nasi. And Rashi says that this gemara is going not like Rabbi Yossi. We learned before on the Testament Aleph, legabe korban oyla v'yayret, that a nasi who is never poor, and even when he becomes a saras, mitzvah, he has his money, so Rabbi Yossi says he remains a nasi, and therefore he never comes a day on nias. He always gets money from the coffers of the kingdom. He's never poor, and therefore he's not subject to the korban oila v'yayrit. So the same thing over here. Legabe soir, he is still considered, according to Rabbi Yossi, a nasi, even when he has taras, and he would bring a soir. That's what Rashi believes. However, the Taisur Rosh distinguishes between Daf Tesamid Aleph and Daf Yudamid Aleph. By Daf Tesamid Aleph, it's totally in his richness, Einichanami, even when he's a Mitzayra, he has his richness. He may not have a din of a Melech, but he has richness. And Korban Olav Yard is totally whether he could become poor. He will never be poor. He'll always have his richness. Even when he's a Mitzayra, that's where Rabbi Yossi holds. He's potter from Korban Olav Yard. Mashiankin over here. By the soir, the fact is that when it becomes a mitzvah, he's beis hachofshes. He's free from malchus. And the main criterion by the korban soir for a chet b'shoigeg is he considered a nasi or not? And we say he's not considered a nasi. And even Rabbi Yossi would be moed to hear that he would not bring a soir. So holds the Taisus HaRosh. Says the Gemara gets into Agadah to now, Midika Omar, Bebeis HaChofshes, since you said that Melech Uziyah was sitting in the Freedom House, Mechlal Dad Hashta Evidavit. So it seems that you're considering him when he was a Melech, as Rashi explains, because of the oil of the Rabbim, that in fact he was like an Evid. He was serving the people. And in fact, we see such a precedent from the following story. Kihad Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Shua. Havi Azla Bisfinta, they were going in a boat. Bahari Rabbi Gamliel Havi Pita. Rabbi Gamliel had bread. Bahari Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua Havi Pita Basolta. He had bread and flour. And Rabbi Yeshua had taken along flour because flour lasts longer than bread. Bread can get moldy, can get spoiled. And from flour, you can always make new bread. Shlim pite de Rabbi Gamliel. The bread of Rabbi Gamliel ended. Sama chasulta de Rabbi Yeshua. He had to depend on this trip on the flour of Rabbi Yeshua. Omar le, Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, mi havi yadata avaloni kukuli hai de asis sulta. Did you, in fact, know that we're going to have such a long trip that the bread that I took that I thought would be enough wouldn't last, and we would require your flour, Omar le? So Rabbi Yeshua responded, there's a certain star that comes up once in 70 years, and it seems that this was maybe a comet, a shooting star, umate es hasaponim, and it makes the sailors, causes them to make a mistake, as Rashi explains, because the sailors guide their boats by looking at certain stars. They go to the north of the star, the south of the star, and it keeps them on the right direction. But this was a shooting star. And if they tracked their voyage based on this moving star, it will cause them to steer off course and make their trip much longer until they realize they are off course and get back to the right direction. So Vamarti Shemayala Vyatoitsana, I was afraid that maybe this star would come up in the middle of our trip, and it would make the sailors go astray, and therefore I prepared the flour in order to get out of this situation. Omar lei, so Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, kol kach biyotcha, you're such a smart person. V'yata ola b'sfina, you have to go on a boat to go for your parnasa. You can't stay home and through your smartness, through your wisdom, earn money without having to travel. Amalei, Achata Tom Alai. Instead of wondering about me, Tom Al Shnei Tamidim Sheesh Lechavi Abasha, wonder about, you should be curious about two of your Tamidim that you have on dry land, Rabbi Lazar Chasma, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Good Goda, Sheyoidin Lishar Kamatib Sheesh Beyam. They are so smart, so clever, they know how to figure out how many drops of water there are in the ocean, the Englem Pas Lechel, the Leibega Lilboish, and after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they were left in poverty, they don't have bread to eat, and they don't have clothing to wear. So Nosson Daito Leshivim Barosh, Ram Gamliel made up his mind that when he would return to dry land, he would make them a Rosh Yeshiva. And then, as Rashi explains, they would be able to have Parnasa from the position that the new position that they have as Rosh Yeshiva. Kisha Allah, when the boat returned and he came to dry land, Sholach Lahem, he sent a messenger to them. Veloy Bo, he asked them to come, they didn't come. Chazer Sholach, he sent another messenger, Ubo, and they did come. So Ram Gamliel understood, why did they refuse to come the first time? Because they heard from the messenger what Ram Gamliel wanted, and they considered this a prestigious position, and they were being Boreach Menagdula, the last words of Rashi on the summit. Amar Lahem, Kimiduman Atam Shishror Ani Noisen Lachem. You think that I'm giving you a exalted position as we turn to Daf Yudam Beis. Avdus Ani Noisen Lachem. I'm giving you the ability to serve your people, not to have an exalted position. And where do we see this? Shenamer, we find by Rechavam, who took over after his father Shlomo was Nifter, and the people were complaining about the heavy taxes that Shlomo had placed upon them, and Rechavam went to the elders to find an Eitzah, how does he lead the people? Ve'dabru elav lemor. They said to him the following, Imayoyim tia eved, Lamazah, you know how you'll be successful as a monarch if you will serve them as a slave, a servant. You won't be a big moishel over them. Rechavam did not take this advice to heart, and as a result, subsequently, there was the split between Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael. But what do we see from this Gemara, from the story, and from the pasuk concerning Rechavam, that the position of a Rosh Yeshiva or of a Nasi, of a Melech, is that of serving the people and not one of Shrora over the people. The Marsha gives a very deep explanation in this entire Gemara, explaining that the bread that Rav Gamliel had represented Torah, and the solas that Rav Yeshua had represented Chochmas Umas Oilam, and they were going to debate the Tzedukim. Ayin in the Marsha for his deep shot in this piece of Agadita. Continues the Gemara on Daf Yudam Beis, two lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned on a Braisa. Asher Nasi Yechta, we learned on Amid Aleph that even though it says when the Nasi will sin, it means if he will sin. So why, in fact, is the Torah using the Lashon of Asher instead of Im? So the Gemara says that Asher comes from the word Ashrei, praiseworthy. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ashrei hador shanasi shalai mevi korban al shigigasai. Praiseworthy is the generation that its nasi will bring a korban for his shigig. And he will not follow his heart, the gaiva, the haughtiness of his heart, that he is above the law and he doesn't have to bring a korban. And in nasi shalai mevi korban, if a person's king brings a korban, tzorcha toloimer mao hejit, do you have to say what the hejit will do? The hejit, who feels more humble than the king, if he sees his king bringing a korban on a chet b'shoyi, so certainly he will follow the role model of the king and bring a chet he'll bring a korban b'shoge. Ve'im al shigasa, maybe korban. And if the nasi brings a korban for his shoge, tzorcha toloimer mao zedoinai, if he feels bad, he feels guilty, and he brings a korban for making a mistake, so certainly if he does an aver b'mezid, he'll do the right thing to receive kapora tshuva for his chet. Maskif lo rava b'rei de rabo elamiyata. If you tell me that asher means ashrei, that dechsiv, which is written by me'ilo, when somebody takes from hegdish, ve'es asher chotam min hegdish yishalem,
Should you say that that asher share means ashrei? It's praiseworthy. He's doing an avera. Ubi Yerubim ben Avad, and concerning Yerubim ben Avad, chsivbe, asher chot, asher hechti, that he sinned and he made Klal Yisrael sin. Hachinami, the ashrei hadoiru, is that also praiseworthy to the generation? So how could you say that pshat by asher nasi yechta? Answers the Gemara, shiny hacha. Here it's different by nasi, the shani krabidibure, because the Torah has used a different word. By all the other people who do a chet, we find in Chumash the word im. For example, in Kol Adas Yisrael, Yishgu, or im Akoyin HaMashiach Yechta, or im Nefesh. And here, by Anasi, it doesn't use the word im as it uses by all these other psukim, it uses asher. So here I can say that asher means ashrei. But Einachanam by Yeravim or by Me'ila, there the asher does not mean ashrei. Dorish Rav Nachman Baruch Chiz, Ma'arech Siv, that which the Pasuk says in Mishlei, in Kehelis rather, the Pasuk says, Yesh Hevel, there is futility, Asher Nasa Ala Oretz, Ashreyem Letzadikim, Shemagia Aleyem, the Pasuk in its entirety states, Yesh Hevel Asher Nasa Ala Oretz, Asher Yesh Sadikim, Asher Magia Aleyem Kemaisa Rishoyim, V'yesh Rishoyim, Shemagia Aleyem Kemaisa Sadikim, Omarti Shigamza Hevel. So the tzaddikim, things happen like the Rishonim, things happen like the tzaddikim. We're going to explain this pasuk in the Gemara now. Ashrei le tzaddikim, shemagi, because by the tzaddikim, it says, yesh hevel asher nasel la'oretz, asher, yesh tzaddikim, asher magi alem k'mas Rishonim. By the Rishonim, it says, v'yesh Rishonim shemagi alem. It doesn't say the word asher. So by the tzaddikim, it's ashrei. That's why it's connected to the previous Gemara. Yesh hevel asher nasel la'oretz, ashreim letzadikim, where it uses the word asher. What's the ashrei? Shemagi aleim kemaiser rishoyim shaloylam abba boylam azeh. We know that normally the rishoyim get paid in this world, and they get oinshim in oylam abba. A tzaddik will get his oylam abba, everything will be good in the next world. And for any averi did in this world, he'll get punished, so that he can get his full schar for all his mitzvahs in Olam Abba. So it's praiseworthy for the tzaddikim that they will get kemaisa Rishom shel Olam Abba, Olam Hazeh. That which Rishom get Olam Abba, which is punishment, that's praiseworthy that the tzaddik will get punishment in this world. Oylem l'Rishom, shemagi alem kemaisa tzaddikim shel Olam Abba. But woe is it to the Rishom who will receive what the tzaddikim get in Olam Abba, which is good. They'll get it, Boilam Azeh. That's really terrible for them, as Rashi brings down, because the Pasuk says, Umishalim Lesoinav Alpanav, Lahavidoi. What does Hashem do? He pays off his enemies, the Rishoim, those who go against Hashem. He has to, Enak Hashem Kapech Schar Kober, Hashem has to give the reward that everybody earns, but he's going to give it to the Rosh in this world, so that he doesn't have anything to give him in Olam Abba. So that's how the Gemara want to learn pshat in this pasuk. Amar Rava says, Rava, that's not a good pshat. Why? Atu tzaddiki achli trealmi misanilu. Do they hate the tzaddikim? Is it bad for them if they'll get two worlds? You're telling me, ashrei, it's praiseworthy if the tzaddikim get good in Olam Abba and bad in Olam Hazeh for their averes. And what will be so terrible if they'll also get good in Olam Hazeh? They'll be zoiche, like we find by Rebbe, he was zoiche to shnei olamos. He was zoiche to Olam Hazeh and Olam Abba, shtei shulchanos. Ela amar Rava, we learn it differently, said Rava. Ashreim letzaddikim, shemagi alem kemaisa rishom shel Olam Hazeh, boolam Hazeh. It's praiseworthy to the tzaddikim who not only get Olam Abba for their good deeds, but they will get what the Rishoim normally get in this world, so the tzaddikim will get that same thing in this world, which is good. So then they have Shnei Olamis, and that's praiseworthy for them. Olam Rishoim, but what's bad is for the Rishoim. Shemagi Alem Kemaisa Tzaddikim Shel Olam Hazeh B'Olam Hazeh. If they will get what the tzaddik normally gets in Olam Hazeh, which is punishment, if the Rasha will get punishment in Olam Hazeh, that's terrible for him. Why? Because then he doesn't have Olam Hazeh and he doesn't have Olam Abba. In Olam Abba, he's for sure going to get punished. Plus, he's going to get punished in Olam Hazeh, which the tzaddik normally gets punished. That's terrible. But if a tzaddik is worthy that he should get good, not only in Olam Abba, but also in Olam Hazeh, which a Rasha usually gets, the good in Olam Hazeh, so that's ashrei to the tzaddik that he got two worlds.
Rav Papa, the Gemara says a story. Rav Papa, Rav Hanan, Rav Yeshua, also came into Rav. They came in front of Rav. Amar Lahu, he said to them, and he asked them two questions. Question number one, Ukimtu and Mesech Teplan and Mesech Teplan, are you well versed? Is it Sedura? The whole Masechta, do you know clear that Masechta and that Masechta? I'm relaying. They said, yes, we do know it. Then he asked them a second question. Iatir to Purta, are you a little wealthy that you don't have to be bothered with making a parnasa and you could sit Harchavas Adas and learn? I'm relaying. Yes. The Zabma we, each one of us, bought Ketinadar, a small plot of land. Kari Elayu. So on that, Rapapa said, concerning what they had just told him, Ashrayim L'tzadikim, Shemagi Elim K'maisa Rishom, Shepalamazeh, Balamazeh, the way we just learned in the Gemara before, that they, these two tzadikim, for their mesechtas that they know klor, they're going to get Olam Haba. And they're telling me that Hashem saw to it that they will also have a parnasa from a little plot of land that will sustain them. So they're getting what the Rishoyim usually get in Olam Hazeh, they're getting. So that's Ashrayim, that they're getting both worlds. The Marsha points out that he didn't ask them, are you very wealthy? He asked them, do you have a little wealth, Purta? And they answered him also, Dizav and Ketina, Dara. We bought a small plot of land. Because otherwise, if it's a large investments and large endeavors, Marben Chas and Marben Daiga. And that would take away a person from learning. As the Nefesh HaChaim tells us that even though Harba Asu Kirav Yishmol, that Hanig Ben Minig Derech Eretz, but that's only a minimum. But after the minimum that a person does for Derech Eretz, the rest of his day has to be Isaac and Torah. So that's why the stress over here in this discussion was on Purta, on Ketina, small. Kari, and then he said, you were zaycha to two olamas. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yoichan, my dechsev. And this entire Gemara, until the bottom of the Amid, is found in Masechta Nazir, on the Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph and Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, with very few shinuyim differences. My dechsev, ki yisharim darkei Hashem, utzadikim yelchu bam, upashim yukashlu bam. We have a pasuk in Mishlei, which tells us, it's a pasuk in Hosea, which tells us that a Rasha and a Tzaddik can go on the same way, a straight way, and the Tzaddikim will go in a straight way and not stumble, and the Poshea, the Rasha, will stumble. How could it be on the same road that to one it will be straight, without a stumbling block, and to the Russia it will be a stumbling block. Marshal Ishnei B'nei Yodam. It's a marshal to two people, Shatzol Pischeim, that they roasted their Korban Pesach. Echad Achal Yishem Mitzvah. One ate it as a mitzvah. Ve'echad Achal Yishem Achilagasa. And one ate it as an Achilagasa. We'll soon explain what Achilagasa means. Zesh Achal Yishem Mitzvah Tzadikim Yachmah. The one who ate it L'shem Korban Pesach, on that goes Tzadikim Yachbam. Zesh Achlu Shem Achilagasa, but that one who ate it for this gross Achila, Upoishim Yikashuba, this Rasha, he's a Pashaya, he will stumble. They're both doing the same act. One does a tremendous mitzvah, and one stumbles and is not doing a mitzvah. We'll come back to the exact explanation of Achilagasa after the next line of Gemara. Amalei Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, is to Rabbi Rechana, who was saying this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rasha Karis Lei. You're calling the one who ate Achila Gasa Rasha. Nehida Loi Ovid Mitzvah Namufcher. Einachanami, he didn't do the best mitzvah. He didn't eat it L'Shem Shemayim for Korban Pesach, but Pesach Loi Kachel. How can you say he didn't eat the Korban Pesach? And therefore, Rish Lakish is going to give a different mashal to explain the pasuk of Yisharim Darkei Hashem. So, The Tosfos in Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, asked that L'chayra, you see clearly from what Rish Lakish just said, that when a person eats an Achila Gasa, whatever Achila Gasa means, we'll soon see, but it's considered an Achila. It's not the best Achila, he didn't have Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah, but it is an Achila. Asked Tosfos that this is Soyser, a Gemara in Yuma, on Daf, Pei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that Achila Gasa, Lav Shmei Achila. And therefore, a person who had an Achila Gasa in Yom Kippur, he wouldn't even be chai because it's not considered eating. So the Rabbeinu Tam there in Nazir, Chav Gimel, says, Trei in Yoni Achilas Gasas Yesh. There are two types
There are tzvei dinim. There are two dinim when we speak about achila gasa. There's an achila gasa of nafshe kotze b'achila. A person ate so much that if you give him more to eat, he's disgusted, he can't eat anymore. That's not an achila. That, on that, even eating on Yom Kippur, the person wouldn't be chayav. However, there's another achila, which is our Gemara's type of achila gasa, and that is, einoy roy lech l'teyoven. He doesn't have a hunger to eat it with teyoven. You're supposed to eat the matzah l'teyoven. He ate a certain amount where he doesn't have such a big cheshek and desire to eat it. So that achila gasa is considered a achila, as Rish Lakish just asked Rabbi Yochanan, how could you call him a rasha? He was yoitz in a mitzvah of Pesach, even though he didn't do a mitzvah in a mufcher. Rashi in Nazir, trying to answer Tosis Kasha, says she'ochloi machmas taiva beroven, that he didn't have kavon l'shem, he was starving. And achila gasa meant he didn't. It was not a fine achila of a mitzvah, but rather it was a gross achila of eating something just because I'm starving. That's also not a proper achila, but it is considered an achila. It's a ma'is achila. Rashi over here says in on the left hand column, approximately six lines down, l'shem achila gasa shaloi l'shem mitzvah ela neschaven la'oichloi l'shem kinuach suda. He's eating it for dessert. He's not eating it l'shem shemayim because of the mitzvah that Hashem gave. He's eating it as a dessert. So again, it's not the achila gasa where it's cuts that he can't stand another morsel of food, but rather he has all these other kavanas, which he's starving. He's eating it for dessert. He doesn't have full desire to eat it, his usual appetite, but it's not that he's overindulging and he can't stand looking, overeating, and he can't stand looking at another piece of food. That, of course, is lav shmei achila, but we hear us speaking about that it is achila gasa. This type of achila gasa, according to the various pshatim, is an achila. Getting back now to explain the pasuk in Keheles. So, Ella, Marshall, Lishnei B'nai Adam, Ze Ishtav Achaisim Avabais. One person has a sister and his wife in the house. Vize Ishtav Achaisim Avabais. And the other person also has his wife and his sister in the house. Echel Nizdamaloi Ishtoi, Vechel Nizdamaloi Achaisi. One lived with his wife and everything was fine. The other one, having his wife and sister by accident, lived with his sister. So, which was a chavi krisis. Zeshen is damle yishli tzadikim yalchubav. Vizeshen is damle achoyser poishim yikashlubam. Ask the Gemara, me domi, how can you say such a pshat? Anan kamrin chadadech. We're talking about where two people do the same act, and one is yashar, and one is stumbling. Vahacha shneidrachim. Here it's two different paths, as Rashi explains. To the one, it was his wife that he wound up with. To the other, it was the other person in the other house, he wound up with his sister. But that's two different paths. They're not doing the same thing. Ella, you know who the pasuk goes on in Keheles? Marshal, the Loit, Ushnei Benoisa. We know that after Stoim was destroyed, the daughters of Loit thought that the whole world was destroyed, and the only person left on the world, the only male, was their father. And if mankind was to continue, they would have to have children from their father. So they had kavana l'shem mitzvah, and they intoxicated their father. And the bechira, the older one, lived with him the first night, and the tzira, the younger one, lived with him the second night. Says the Gemara, hainshin skav l'shem mitzvah. They had kavana for mitzvah tzadikim yelchubam. Who shin skav l'shem avera, but loit, who had kavana as an aveira to live with his daughters, upoishim yikashubam. Ask the Gemara, v'dilma hu nam l'shem mitzvah hu mechavan. Maybe Lloyd, how do you know? Maybe Lloyd did have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. You know why? As Rashi says in Nazir, chav gimel amud aleph, here we can't be done l'kav schus. Why? Because kol ha-pasuk hazeh l'shem aveira nemar. When Lloyd split from Avram and he went to live in Stoim, we see that he had a taiva to live an immoral life like these people of Stoim lived. Because every word of the following pasuk that speaks about what Loit was looking at when he went to Stoim, we can explain that has to do with taiva. Because the pasuk says, Vayisa Loit. Loit raised his eyes, and we find the same word of Vatisa Eishas Adonai Veseinel. That Eishas Potiphar, when she lifted up her eyes in lustful thinking that she would live with Yosef, so we have the word Vatisa.
es einav, then it says that Lot lifted up his eyes. We find eyes connected with unconventional marriage. Vayoymer Shimshon oisa kach li kihi yishor beinai. Even though, as one can look in the Sefer Samson's Struggle by Rav Gershon Weishlita, explaining all of Shimshon's kavanas, but the fact is that Shimshon put his faith in his eyes, and we see the eyes connected with living with the Plishtim. So too, when by Einav by Loit, it refers to Taiva. Vayar, it says that Loit saw, we find Vayar, Oisa Shechem Mechamor. When Shechem took Dina by force, it also says he saw Dina. And then by Lloyd it says it's called Kikar Yarden, the whole fertile plain of the Yarden. And we find by Ezona the word Kikar Kibad, Isha Zoynat, Kikar Lechem. A person becomes reduced to poverty, someone who ran after a harlot, an Isha Zoyna. Kikula Mashke, the Pasuk continues, he saw that the Kikar Hayarden, the plain of the Yarden, was Kula Mashke, was totally fertile. And we find the word mashke to do with a zone as well. El chachre ma'avai, I'll go after the one I love. Noisni lachmi me'mi, the one who gives me my bread and water. Tzimri my wool, upishti my linen. Shamni my oil, ushkoye, and my drink, mashke. So there we see it. So every word in this pasuk has to do with lust, and therefore we don't have to be down the kavschus. We can say that Lloyd meant to do an aver with his daughters. Ask the Gemara, how could you say such a thing? Vo'amenas anis. He was an oinus because his daughters gave him wine to drink and he was intoxicated. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Perik Chavtes Halacha Yudches says that a person who's a shikra as kishikrusa shalait, anything that he does is not considered a viable kinyan or mechira because he has no das when he's doing that act. So how could you say that Loit was mechavein for something bad? Tana Mishum Rabbi Yosef Bar Rabbi Chani Lo Menaket Al Vav Shebekuma Shal Bechir. When Loit got up from being with his oldest daughter, there's a dot on top of the Vav in the word Bekuma when he got Loimer Loch. That dot teaches you that really the word Kuma is not like it's as if it's not existing. Meaning Shebishichva Lo Yada. Shachva, when he laid down with her, he didn't know. He was totally shikr. Aval bekuma yada. Then he did know. As he got up, he lost his state of being intoxicated, and his das came to him, and he realized that he had relations with his daughter. Umay hava leila mevet, asked the Gemara. What should he have done? It's already after the fact. Mayda hava hava. Nafkimin, the difference is, lepanya chrina, the next night, when they again were giving him wine. So he knows what's going to happen, that they're trying to live with him again. Lo yibayil mishtei. He should not have drunk. And yet he drank the wine, knowing that he's going to get intoxicated, knowing that he's going to have relations with his daughter. And he didn't have a kavan l'shem shamayim, so therefore we know he had lust he always was thinking about. So he's not considered an oinisk because he could have prevented living with his tzira, the younger daughter, the second night. The Marsha points out that, as we're going to see soon in the Gemara as well, that because of what Loit did, it resulted that Amon Amoyev are not allowed to come b'kal Hashem. And the Marsha points out that it's only the Zohar, Amoni, Velo Amonis, Moavi, Velo Moavis. That's why Rusa Mavia was allowed to come to Kalashal, says the Marsha, and the Balat Turim says this in Chumash as well, that since Lloyd's daughters had good intentions, L'shem Shemayim, and Lloyd himself had a bad intention, so therefore the Zacharim follow Lloyd, they're not allowed to come to Kalashal. Masha Ein came to Nekevois, following the two daughters of Lloyd, they are allowed to come to Kalashal, says the Marsha, although we find the Chazal, there are, of course, other reasons why Amon Amoyev are not allowed to come to Klal Yisrael, because Ashul Akidnu Eschem Belechem Uvamayim, they didn't give Klal Yisrael bread and water, and they hired Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. But the Marsha says that this is a reason as well, having to do with the relations of Loit with his daughters, and the kavanas that each of the respective parties had. Continues the Gemara. Dorash Rab, or as we find in Nazir, it says Dorash Rav, as the Masoret Shas points out. Ma'idich Siv, that which is written in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Ach Nifsha Mikiryas Oiz Umidjanim Kivriach Armoin. The simple translation is a brother who is a Poshea, who is a rebellious brother from a city of strength, and he has contentious behavior. He's like a bolt of a castle. Who does this refer to? Ach Nifsha Mikiryas Oiz, a light. This is light, because light is called a brother, as Rashi in Nazir tells us, because Avram used the Lashon concerning his nephew Loit, that he's a brother. Al Nasim Ariva, let there not be a quarrel between us. Ki Anashim Achim Anachnu, we are brothers. So that's the Ach. Nifsha, he was Moirid. Rashi says that he rebelled against Avram. He rebelled against Avram's God. He separated himself. So Zeloit Shapirish me Avram, he separated himself from Avram, and Avram, Rashi says, is considered a city of strength, because we find in the Navi Yeshaya, he says, go back, El Tzur Chutzaftin, go back to the rock from which you were hewn, and this refers to Avram Avinu. So, Ach Nifsha Mikiryas Ois, Umidjanim Kivriach Armin. What does that mean? Shehitul Midjanim Ben Yisrael Amoin. He caused contentiousness between Yisrael and Amoin. Shenemar, Lo Yavi Amoin Emayavi, we call Hashem. That, as we mentioned before from the Marsha, we see from this Gemara that Loit's actions caused that a bolt of a castle should be locked, that the outsiders cannot get in, that Amoin Emayav, the male Amoin Emayav, could no longer enter because of what Loit had done with his daughters. So by separating himself from Avram and from Avram's God and following a life of lust, which he saw in Stoim, so that caused that Amon Amoyav, the male ones, were not allowed to come into Klal Yisrael. Dorish Rav became Rabbi Yitzchak. Rav Darshan, and some say, was Rabbi Yitzchak. Might have said that which it says again in Mishlei. L'taiva Yivakesh Nifrad, that the person who is isolating himself, who separated himself, he desires to fulfill his lust, b'chol toshia, in all areas of chachma yizgala, he will be revealed. Rashi says the word yizgala with an ayin at the end is the same as yizgala with a hey. What does this refer to? L'tav yivakash nifrit zel loit, shenifrit me'avram. This is Loit who separated himself from Avram, and his whole purpose to going to Storm, as we said, was l'tav, to fulfill his lust. His shame will be revealed in the Beis HaMedrash, in the shuls, and in the Bate Midrashos. As Rashi in Nazir explains, because it says, it doesn't say bitoshia. So the Torah is referred to as Nanami Menu Eitz of Toshia. Torah is referred to as Toshia, wisdom. And it's not B'Toshia, but B'chol Toshia, because there's two Torahs. There's a Torah Shavikzav and a Torah Shavapeh. Where's the Torah Shavikzav read in the Batik Nasiyos? So that's where we read the Pasuk, Lo Yavi Amoyavi B'chol Hashem. Where is Torah Shavapeh learnt in the Batik Medrashos? This, and on that, the Gemara says, the Snan, we learnt in a Mishnah. In Yevamos, they are also to come into Klal Yisrael forever. So in the seats, the houses of wisdom of Batim Kesis, Batim Midrashas, there we learned in Chumash, in the Sefer Torah that's read in a shul, and in the Gemaras that are learned, Torah Shavah Peh, in the Batim Midrashas, we learn about the shame of Loit, and as a result of him separating himself from Avram, eventually Amon and Moav were not allowed to come into Klal Yisrael. The Amr Ula, Tamar Zinsa of Zimri Zina, we find that Tamar was Mizana with Yehuda. When Shayla was not given to her, so she dressed up as a Zona and tricked Yehuda. Although they really were not over any Yisr, because number one, the Ramban says in Chumash that the mitzvah of Yibam applied to relatives besides a brother's wife. So they apply to a father-in-law and a daughter-in-law as well. Secondly, Kaidim Matan Torah by Negea Goy, Arayas, there is no Isser for a Goy to live with his ex-daughter-in-law when Er and Onan died, and therefore the Tamar was an ex-daughter-in-law. And there is, of course, a deep reason why
Tamar did the whole thing of looking like a Zayna, which is not for the shir right now. But the fact is, she had Kavana, L'shem, Shamayim. And Zimri had Kavana, when he took Cosby in the story with Pinchas, who killed both of them, he had Kavana, not L'shem Shemayim. He was rebelling against Moshe. He gathered together 24,000 of Klal Yisrael, and by the Magefa, 24,000 died in a Magefa. Tamar Zinsa, Yatzim Menem, Melachim, and Neviim. Who came out? There came out David and Shloima, as we find at the end of Rus, that from Rus and Boaz would come out David and then Shloima. And also there was Yeshaya ben Amoz. Yeshaya was a Navi, and his father Amoz was a Navi, and they came also from Yehuda, from Tamar. So Zimri Zina, and he didn't have Kavan L'Shem Shemayim, Nafal L'Kam Revavish Yisrael. So 24,000, many 10,000 from Yisrael fell because he did not have Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah. And we will continue in tomorrow's shir to end off the story of Lot and his daughters, and we'll get into the inyan of Torah mitzvahs that are done Loy L'Shemah.